Welcome! Who here has never been to Hug Nation before? It's your first time to Hug Nation. You have to hug. Hug Nation was started right after 9/11. Actually, I was in a webcam house, and I should preface by saying, if you have been here before, I repeat myself a lot. So, thanks for your patience. Right after 9/11, I was living in a webcam house, and there was this brief moment where we had so much hope for the world, as the whole world seemed to be united in that was wrong. What is right is compassion. And if you remember what happened very quickly after that, we got into an us-them mentality. And the news specifically was trying to coach us and tell us that they tighten because they tighten because they. And my experience, it was that wasn't the world at all. With traveling, anytime I went to any country, my experience with people all over the world was, come in my home, have tea with me. And the internet was this brand new tool at the time. It was really showing us that we have that ability to do that on a one-by-one basis with everyone in the world. There is no them. We don't have to trust the media to tell us what they are like, because there's just us, lots of us all around the world. So Hug Nation was started as a way to try to take a moment every week to people get in front of their webcams and just kind of a live thing where we just tune in and just say, no matter where we are, where our feet doesn't matter, it's where our heart is that matters. And we would all rather hug each other than hurt each other. So now every Tuesday, I do this show. For a while I did it with my grandfather. And more on him in a second. I wanted to, today, before we do the hug, we just talk about some ideas or something that is makes life a little bit more awesome or more fun to experience. But it's in the belief buffet style, which means that if it resonates with you, chew on it. If it doesn't sound right to you, or if it tastes funny, spit it out. My favorite teacher, Alan Watts, he likes to say, I got nothing to sell. You know, he says that I'm here much like a musician playing a piece of music, that I'm sharing thoughts and ideas that simply make me happy, and that I hope that they, you know, if they help you make feel better, fantastic. But if not, this is a beautiful day and there's hoops everywhere and you guys all are under your own supervision, except for you. Watch that guy. So I wanted to just take a second and talk about the recent earthquake and the results of that. And so first, just take another just quick moment just to hold in light and hold in our hearts people that are dealing with so much loss right now and who are very quickly very aware of this now moment and how much that they once had and now don't, people that they once had in their lives and now don't, and try to give some just healing love to the people who now need to make a transition in their lives to what their new reality is. The reality is also that in this now moment, there is nothing lacking. That the pain is actually experienced by wishing things were different, wishing someone still was around. It is I don't see a earthquake as a tragic event. The loss and the pain that people have to feel when their loved ones are gone, that is unfortunate. And I my heart goes out to anyone that ever has to go through that in any type of our lives. But that is part of life. And everyone is going to die. Life is a terminal condition, I was told. And the reality is that at any moment, there could be a tsunami. There could be something like that. And rather than that being something to freak us out, That should be something to make us excited about this now moment that we have. There's so much richness when we can practice coming from this, what I need to get, I'll be happy when I, or, oh, I wish I should have, and just being, there is so much wealth in the present moment. There is so much to experience in the present moment. Nature, people sometimes say that, you know, like, oh, I want to just get away and like just get back to nature. And nature is an incredibly violent place. Most things in nature are either right now trying to run away from something that's trying to kill them or trying to kill something. And yet we tend to think that nature is this calmness. Nature is flux. Nature is constantly changing, constantly changing, constantly changing. And that's what makes it so exciting. When letting go of the things that you wish, if I think I have to have this chair, then when it eventually gets modeled and I have to throw it away, I'm just kidding, I'm not going to throw you away, bad example. But it's never the circumstances of your life that make you suffer. It's thinking that should be different. It's not that someone died that makes you unhappy and sad. It's that thinking they should be still alive. It's thinking they went too soon. It's thinking that's the suffering. Now, there is pain and loss. Because loss is when someone is the vacuum that you feel of love. Really, pain, if you can get away from the judgments you have over like death, the feeling of loss can be a glorious thing, because what you're experiencing is the echoes of that deep love that you had for that person. And without that deep love, you would never have that feeling of loss. Is it intense? Absolutely. But it's kind of like if anyone's got some gnarly piercings, that degree of like pain that is just so intense that it's just extreme. It's just intense. And sometimes loss can be like that. When you can let go of that feeling of, I wish it was different, they should still be here. The news has a tendency to tell us, you know, well, the news is going apeshit happy right now. Disaster is like, woo-woo, ching-ching. Because despite the fact that a crazy amount of amazing things are happening right now, news is what's going wrong. The very few things that we can say, this is going wrong, this is going wrong, this is going wrong. Ooh, one of the people in this entire city got fed up, went crazy, and killed another person. All right, let's talk about that. Meanwhile, there's love, there's families, there's promotions, there's ideas, there's plants growing, there's flowers by them. That's what news is. So it is, the one critical thing I would suggest if anyone wants to make their life a little bit better is do not ever watch the news. Ever. I'm not saying don't stay informed. I'm saying think about what that means to stay informed. It also means sometimes we have a tendency to stay informed with what our political belief system is most worked up about. And every once in a while, that's a good thing to stay in touch with what's going on. But it is really dangerous to stay constantly focused on what's going wrong with even the things that they think, even if you believe in it, you don't want to stay always focused on what's going wrong. When my grandfather was in some of his final stages, and I went to visit him in the hospital, there's one time I went to visit him, and you know, hospitals are not joy makers necessarily, and so I was kind of putting my game face on. I was, hey, how you doing, Grandpa? And he had like tubes in him, and he was white and pale, and his mouth was all dry, and he was in that ridiculous blue little sheet thing. although he kind of rocked it because he had this white hair. But, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And he said, and he could barely move it. He's like, oh, the doctors here treat me so good. It's amazing. Modern medicine is just really a miracle. I'm like, really? That's what you're noticing? That's where your focus is in this moment? And that's why he lived in heaven. That's why his life was so amazing, because he, no matter what was going on, he could find the beauty. And that experience, along with just spending a lot of time with him, is what really helped me shape my worldview. Or one of the things that's really, not my worldview, but a tool that I use to really recalibrate. And that's the idea that at every moment in your life, you're holding an ice cream cone and you've got one foot in dog shit. At every moment in your life, that shit on your foot, you've got an ailment, you've got something that hurts, you've got someone that's angry at you, you've got work on your desk you don't want to do, you've got a goddamn politician jerk, there's always shit on your shoe. At the same time, there's always amazing people in your life. There's always opportunities, there's always love, there's always beauty, there's always nature. And the degree in which you focus on your shoe or that cone, that crap or cone, determines so much of whether you live in heaven or hell. And way too often, people will get so fixated on the shit on their shoe that they will set down the ice cream cone and be like, come here! You, oh man, this is, oh, you really, oh. Now if I got some shit on my shoe, oh, you got, so let me see your shit. Is your shit, do you have shit too? Oh man, we have shit. Now, it's amazing because the ice cream cone is just dripping. Now notice these people are not figuring out, how can I get this shit off my shoe? Oh, I'll fit a stick, you know, or I'll get it, I'll put my foot in some water, I'll drip it on, you know, and then get, I'll pick it off with someone else's knife or something. Because that is valid. There's a big difference between venting and complaining and working to alleviate circumstances that don't bring you joy. And so people, when you act this way and start to, when you refuse to complain and when you start to focus on joy, you start to focus on things that make you happy, people will call you a Pollyanna. People will say, oh, you got your head in the sand. People will say all sorts of stuff like, you're not facing reality. It's like, dude, you know how much is in reality? Reality exists microscopically to infinity, into the cosmos, into infinity, in every direction. There's so much happening. That's reality. And yet, we have an almost infinite amount of real things that are happening in every moment. And we have a very finite amount of moments that we are conscious in our lives. And so, you need to be very disciplined about where you focus those moments. Focusing time on the shit is time that you're not focused on the ice cream cone. And practicing and noticing, am I unhappy right now? Where's my cone? Because there's always a cone. There's always a cone. You can always reset your baseline so that you've got cone. For example, who here took a shower in the last week? Was there hot water in that shower? Did it come out of the fucking wall? Like some sort of science fiction thing, like spraying at you? Oh my God.
You can control the pressure.
And the temperature?
What is this?
And then when you're done, did you have to clean it up or did it go down a magic hole?
Yeah, it was so cool. I have the best shower.
You know, a lot of places in the world, that's not the truth. That's not their reality. And yet we just like pass it by and maybe even, you know what, as it's happening, we're thinking about, man, it worked today. I have this, and I've got this, and I've We're like, in the shower, ice cream is dripping on our head, and we're like, I've even found that the term crapper cone, if someone will say it to me when I'm frustrated, can make me go,
duh.
Right.
Yeah.
I was at Burning Man, like, a few years ago, and we had some camp drama and someone camped there that wasn't supposed to, and I was trying to deal with it and trying to, you know, make it fair for everyone. I was just like, And a friend of mine, you know, called out from his tent, could hear me doing all this stuff, and he called out and he's like, I hear this, hey, Alcyon, Trapper Cone! And I was like, oh. Right.
That dude's having a cone.
I'm like, here I am, fucking in an avalanche of ice cream. I'm like basically having to like fight to avoid the ice cream so I can defend this shit. I'm like, what am I doing? And if we practice with our baseline, you can be in an avalanche of ice cream all the time. My grandpa was in an avalanche all the time. All the time. The tree. This person yelling at him. It's like, what a unique experience this is for me. You know?
It's awesome.
So I would like to thank you for being a part of this rich flavor of ice cream today. It's made up of sunshine and smiles and people and fuzzy stuff and just a whole lot of love. So if you'd like, let's have a Hug Nation hug. So grab yourselves by the shoulders. And as you feel this body, give it some pats. Feel that. You know what? We're gonna do something I've never done at Hug Nation before. Everybody stand up. Everybody put their arms up, look up, just be like, thank you!
Thank you!
Oh my God! All right, now grab yourself by the shoulders. Oh, thank this body for all the experiences we get, taking us through the world, healing us when we have cuts, fighting off all sorts of microbes and stuff that we don't even know about. Thank you, snot, for being the result of that fight. But as we squeeze this body, we know that it's not what we really are. It's the spaceship that takes us through the world.
Yeah.
Beneath that shell is what we really are. But covered up even is another shell. A shell that we're not quite aware of, actually. Sometimes we get caught up in it too. And that shell is a non-physical shell, the shell of our identity, the shell of our personality sometimes, of our values that have been layered from the outside on top of us. Sometimes our roles as parent or sibling, sometimes our professional role, sometimes our role in all the labels that we give ourselves become a role that we play, that we think we are. But that's just a game we play. It's a shell. And that shell, as it goes through the world and runs into somebody who's got a different shell, it clack, 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 clack. You're in my way. You're in my way. You're wrong. But beneath that shell, for ourselves and for everyone, is what we really are, which is a seed of the divine.
That's right.
Which is a cell in the cosmic one. We are the way the universe experiences itself. We are the eyes, ears, nose, and tingling touch that the universe gets to see what it has done. And we make it as it happens. And from that place, if we can surrender in the moment our to-do list from our frontal lobe and to surrender to that appreciation and awe, then the actions that we take will be coming from that place. We will align with love and we will simply do what comes naturally. We will make the world a better place because we have no choice.
That's right.
And we can forgive all we meet because we know their actions are not the actions of who they are either. Their actions are tripped up in a shell game. So for a moment, let's just become aware that we are a part of a huge, huge, huge fire, little flames of a huge fire. Cells in a huge organism, all connected, all part of one. Let's try to visualize the planet with all the people in the world without their shells, just these vibrant lights. Zoom out and see the whole Earth as another sun, so bright and vibrant with all of our lights, all of our shell-less lights. Wow. take one deep breath and just take in that feeling of connection. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you for being here, being a part of this. Thank you for being an ambassador. As you walk through the world, you have no choice but being an ambassador. Your message is your word and your walk. Thank you for being who you are. I love you. Thank you.
I'm so glad I made it for that.